In the West Bank town of Jericho, the Palestinian Authority has announced reform plans and dates for a new round of municipal, legislative, and presidential elections. Jericho is the only major West Bank town free of Israeli troops. Yasser Arafat's spokesman, Saeb Erekat, gave the news conference today, 2 days after President Bush urged Arafat's replacement as a condition for the creation of a Palestinian state. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jericho. Linda, when will the voting take place, and are there any contenders for Arafat's job?
Well, Saeb Erekat announced that the elections will be held sometime between January 10th and January 20th of 2003. He said it will depend on the school calendar because most of the ballot stations are in schools. He called on the international community to help ensure that they are free elections and specifically that Israeli troops and tanks are out of the West Bank cities by then. There will be a second election for local government in March of 2003. There really aren't any contenders for Arafat's job. There is a professor of political science at An-Najah University. His name is Abdel Sattar. He's been a critic of Arafat, and he has already announced that he intends to run against the Palestinian leader. But all surveys and all Palestinian officials say that there's really no chance of him winning and that Arafat will win by an overwhelming majority.
Is today's announcement in response to the president's demand for new Palestinian leadership?
Well, Saeb Erekat was specifically asked about that, and he said that it is a response to the needs of the Palestinian people. He said that this committee on reform has been working for several months and has just finished its work. However, Palestinian and Israeli analysts said the timing of the announcement did seem to be a response to the Bush speech.
What do the reforms aim to do?
Well, they announced a series of reforms, including a new Palestinian constitution that will enter into force on July 15, 2002. Both the international community and Palestinian human rights activists have been very critical of the fact that there is no Palestinian constitution. It calls for the separation of powers and a series of basic human rights. As well, the Ministry of Interior will restructure the security forces, combining some of the 9 security forces into either 3 or 4. It'll be under the leadership of General Abdel Razak Yihya. That was actually announced several weeks ago, and that is one of the things that CIA Director George Tenet was working on when he was here recently. Saeb Erekat said the Ministry of Finance will be restructured and that there will be transparency for the Palestinian Authority budget.
And all this is being announced in Jericho to get away from the Israelis?
Well, it's the only place that's not under Israeli curfew and reoccupation. In fact, Saeb Erekat said that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat was supposed to announce it himself. However, the Israeli troops have declared Ramallah, where Arafat's headquarters is, as well as all the other Palestinian cities except for Jericho, have all been declared a closed military zone, which means that journalists can't go in, at least legally. So Jericho is, in fact, the only place where this news conference could be held. And Saeb Erekat said that he is the only Palestinian cabinet minister who can actually go from his home to his office.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jericho.